Maybe you could rest for a little while, too. You look awfully tired, Valley.
Yes, I am, Valley admitted, still facing the window.
Valley, Dan cautioned, I don't think you should let anyone in, or talk with anyone, while you're here alone. No one but Lita, until we know for sure what's going on.
Valley nodded, her head down. Troubled, Jennifer watched her, then went to Dan, putting her hand on his arm. We'll come back soon, Valley. Finally, Valley turned away from the window.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
It was raining steadily when Jennifer and Daniel walked outside. Neither of them had a raincoat or jacket, so they jogged most of the way to the cottage. Daniel, do you think it's David?
I don't know. The only thing I'm fairly sure of right now is that someone wants Valley out of the way.
He stopped.
And it's beginning to look as if they've got the same thing in mind for us, too.
Jennifer shivered but said nothing. She glanced nervously around at the dark, deserted beach, then tightened her grip on Daniel's arm as they went on running.